When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know what I thought coming out of today? And great to see the assembled media. I will tell you this. There was a little bit of a buzz in the room. There was an excitement. And this is not a room that was filled with fans. Sure, a lot of the people there worked for the San Francisco Giants, so they're excited. But even the media, like, there's just one of those things. When you walk into a room, what's the feel? I can remember being in the room the day that they hired Gabe Kapler. And the feeling in the room was...
it was anger, yeah.
I'm not comfortable with this. And like question 1, 2, 3, and 4 was like, so about that pass with the Dodgers.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And then you have various Farhan press conferences at different times throughout the last 6 years. And you walk into a room and there's a vibe, right? After 107 wins, you walk in and everybody's peacocking. And then a couple years later, you walk in and you're like, what the hell's going on around here? And like, why does that guy not have a job and this guy has a job or whatever? You walked into the room today and everybody was just smiling.
Giddy.
It felt like everybody had just taken a shower after a hike.
Right.
That's the best way I can describe it. It's not like, okay, we're done, everything's wonderful, but that's how it felt. You sit down on the couch with a drink after a shower after a long hike.
When you take your shoes off that first time and you peel, and you have to peel your socks off, and then your feet are like, starting to cool off, and then slowly you hop in the shower, and after that first like 60 seconds of rinse, you're like, oh my God. Yeah, I didn't realize how dirty I was.
So that's how it felt walking in.
That's a good call. I'm going to give you a 4.
Thank you. And then Buster's first few comments, I think, are going to land well with fans, which to me, I would summarize by saying, look, this is... we need good baseball players, like really good baseball players who will create memories for you and your family. I thought that was a great way to start the whole thing. But then after that, the rest of the way, and this is not a bad thing. This should have been expected. He's 37 years old. And at least if you listen to him tell the story, he essentially thought of this as an idea about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
He's 37?
He's 37 years old.
Oh, my God. He's a baby.
He's a little pup.
He should still be playing.
Yeah, he's a cute little thing. And maybe he will.
Pete Rose, rest in peace. Play till he was 45. Right. Buster, what are you doing?
37.
Yeah.
37 years old.
Quitter.
So,
exactly. Sorry.
So, then the rest of the press conference happened, and I went, oh, my gosh. I love that you just called him a pup. Buster Posey is the Bryce Eldridge of baseball executives. And so the excitement is warranted. The good feelings, the good vibes, it's all warranted. I think the optimistic predictions, they are warranted. But make no mistake, he's green.
Green.
That is a green banana. As far as this role is concerned. And he's Buster, so he's not going to just go out there and be like, all right, we need a shortstop. Like, that's never the way he's been. So I get why his answers didn't sound like that. But as you got deeper into the conversation, there's a lot of answers that he either doesn't have yet or he's not willing to share yet. And that is because I think you could feel that Buster's like, look, we're taking this job, and then we got a lot of things to learn here and figure out in the next few months. I don't think they tried to hide that. That's a good thing. But fans should also know that. Buster is not going to come into this all seasoned as if he's built franchises before.
And he hasn't. And so really what it comes down to is what Tim Roy might call a delegation sensation. Because as the president of baseball ops, you need to surround yourself with good people. And he said already, you know, what's the first thing you're going to do? Well, I'm going to look to hire a GM, and I'm going to get off the phone here. I'm going to get off the stage today, and I'm going to go out and find candidates and start interviews and find my right-hand man or woman. He said, I think he said girl, but he meant, you know, person, man or woman, doesn't matter. Somebody with real GM experience. So he's going to find that person. Then you're going to look for scouting, and you're going to look at what you want to do with your scouting department. And it seems to him that scouting is more important than maybe it was for Farhan Zaidi. I don't know what the scouting was like. I do know that he recently fired 4 scouts within the last month. And so it sounds like Buster Posey's more interested in scouting than the previous regime. So you hire a GM, you look at scouting, you figure out what you can do to get your talent evaluation better, and then you set about looking at this roster. And then you get into the offseason, which will be in about a month after the baseball playoffs are over, and you make decisions about your players, and you look at other players, and then the winter meetings and all the rest of it. So I love what he said about approaching it the way he did as a player, which is day-to-day. So today is October 1st. What can he do today to advance his franchise, advance his cause as the new Pobo?
Well, this is one of the questions that was thrown to him. And it was, I think, as things were developing, it was a question in the room of like, okay, you're in charge. You want to hire a GM quickly. Like, are you down in the clubhouse most days? Are you going on every road trip? Are you on the plane? Are you making every decision? Or are you handing some of that stuff off? So that was asked of him. Here's what he said.
I think that remains to be seen. I mentioned empowering. We're gonna bring in a GM, and I think once that comes in, some of the delegation will take shape a little bit more. I want to be as useful as I can to be with all the people that I'm working with, but also having in mind and understanding that it's somewhat of a delicate balancing act to where I don't want to be the type of leader that is constantly feeling like I'm looking over somebody's shoulder as well. So I think a lot of that is going to be handled over these next weeks, month, as we start to have more conversations and get synced up more.
So I think what you can hear there is, for instance, this is almost like Kyle Shanahan hiring an offensive coordinator. That's what Farhan did with Pete Petilla. Oh, Pete Petilla's the GM. And then you never heard his name ever again.
That's a good call.
That's like Kyle Shanahan, like hiring an offensive coordinator. We know who's in charge. Buster Posey's actually going to have an offensive coordinator. Like, and you mentioned man or woman. I'll tell you, one of the very first names that comes to mind is Kim Ng, who is no longer with the Florida or Miami Marlins, whatever you want to call them. Yeah. She is tremendous. She is sharp. She is experienced. She has had the role. That, I think, would be, and I think there are a few names out there that are interesting to me. That's just one of them. But I like that kind of a GM, like actually a GM.
Right. Somebody who knows baseball, somebody who's been in baseball, and somebody who can oversee all parts of an organization from scouting, roster management, salary management, and all the rest of it. And somebody that Buster Posey can lean on for their expertise, because you mentioned it. Buster Posey comes in with no experience, zero, other than coming in and making the Matt Chapman deal happen. And, you know, whether or not he played a huge role in it, it seems like he stepped in at the last minute and talked to Matt Chapman and said, you want to be here? We want you here. Let's do this. And so he kind of closed that deal based on the reports that I've heard. And so that might have been his first act. But the fact that Matt Chapman is here, Matt Chapman is probably as close to a guy as Buster Posey as there is on this team. I mean, a guy who's going to show up every day, a good, solid dude, somebody who loves baseball, plays it the right way. So I'm looking for Buster to build this franchise, build this organization in the model of himself and Matt Chapman.
Okay, so that's a fun question, by the way.
Yeah.
And I know the media and Scott Boras sparred over who signed Matt Chapman.
Right.
Well, let's put a couple puzzle pieces together on some things that I heard today. Matt Chapman's new extension was signed on September 5th. Obviously, that means there had been discussion leading up to September 5th. We also heard it came together rather quickly. So maybe, I don't know, go back about a couple weeks before that. But September 5th is when it was signed. I sat next to Greg Johnson. This was after the whole press conference was over, because everybody splits off and
goes
goes to their corners. And I eavesdropped on Greg Johnson talking.
You eavesdropping? Well, I was
part of the assembled group.
Ear hustling.
And Kawakami asked him, when did this become a thing? Because everyone's like, oh, Farhan, are they going to, like, when did they decide? When was Buster Posey going to become the guy? Greg Johnson goes, about a month ago. about a month ago. Today's October 1st. So what's about a month ago? A month ago would be about September 1st.
Look at you, puzzle pieces.
Matt Chapman was signed on September 5th. So who signed the deal? Farhan was already gone.
I'm going to call you Rubik's Cube.
It's not that complex. I didn't really do much there. But
no, that was impressive.
Thank you.
You brought it home.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.